good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning, whenever. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs over the years, including classic rock, acid rock, orchestra rock, acoustic rock, new age, mood music, electronic music, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and more. And letting you enjoy my collection out there. Again, I am Brad to the Bone, and today we've got the orchestral rock band, the Moody Blues. Moody Blues, Long Distance Voyager out of 1981 on Threshold Records, the Moody Blues, that's right. Forming in, 1960-something, 64, 66, with John Lodge, Michael Pinder, and Ray Thomas. The infamous Justin Hayward arriving later in the band after they actually went through a reformation. Justin Hayward. And we all are familiar with their sounds and their orchestral sounds, including particularly their smash hit, Nights in White Satin, back in the day. But I'm going to be featuring, and I do have that LP, but I'm going to be featuring their 10th album today. That is Long Distance Voyager. Long Distance Voyager having the arrival of Patrick Moraz on keyboards. Patrick Moraz from Yes, and I think some other bands, but the rest of the personnel still being the top guys. Justin Hayward on vocals, John Lodge, vocals and bass, Ray Thomas, flutes, harmonica, and Graham Edge, your drummer. Patrick Moraz on keyboards. Long Distance Voyager. Long Distance Voyager getting a couple of hits out of there. Of course, The Voice and Gemini Dream. And we'll be hearing those right here on Brad's Vinyl. So let's head on into side one of the Moody Blues Long Distance Voyager right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Falling, the one that is calling is you. promise, take a vow, and trust your feelings, it's easy now. Understand the voice within, and feel a change already beginning. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh,
today. And as the evening loses color, your love began to fade away. Talking out of turn, shot to pieces, when will I learn? Talking out of turn,
in my world. It's heaven on earth when you're close to me. I could see that moment of truth when you spoke to me. In my world, it's never too late, we can both be free. In my world, it's heaven on earth when you're near. If you knew the changes I feel that you put me through, and you do, I see in your eyes that you really do. And it's true, it happens so fast that it must be true.
Yummy. Yummy, yum, yum. Very nice. One of my favorite vocalists out there, Justin Hayward, on that guitar, mostly guitar solo, In My World, finishing up there. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And we're featuring the 10th studio LP by the Moody Blues, Long Distance Voyager. Yeah, we started out with The Voice, and then moved into Talking Out of Turn, Gemini Dream, and finishing up with that acoustic piece, In My World, right there. So, my, you know, timing-wise, I was actually kind of young when the Moody's first made the scene out there. I was kind of introduced to them actually by my older sister. How about that? 6 years older sister, a Justin Hayward fan, of course. Paula, thank you for that. And she introduced me to the Moody's. I recognized some of their early pieces as well as, and I got into it. I actually have quite a few Moody Blues LPs. I've got more than half. And we'll be getting into some of those at another Brad's Vinyl show. So, The Voice, the first track on that album, making Billboard's Hot 100, making number 15 in September of 1981. And Gemini Dream, also one of their good hits. It's kind of a dance beat. That's a fun song, a dance beat. And I don't know how it charted. Did pretty well, so. And then, of course, In My World with Hayward's vocals. Awesome. I really like that one, too. It doesn't get much, I don't know, it didn't get much notoriety, In My World. So, anyways. And, oh, what else? This LP came out, it was as their 10th LP, I said already. This was after their breakup. Well, I'm sorry, not really breakup. They took a hiatus for a while after Threshold of a Dream, I believe, 74 to 77 or so. They kind of took an extended break. They were tired, exhausted. Some of the band members felt a little overshadowed by Hayward's popularity and outstanding voice, because others also contributed to vocalists too. And of course, Hayward was the most popular vocalist. And then they later reunioned and formed. They reunioned, put out Octave, I believe, and then moved into Long Distance Voyager, the LP we are featuring today. Long Distance Voyager, as I said earlier, featuring the arrival of keyboardist Patrick Moraz. And a big thank you to the band Yes, progressive rock band Yes out there. They actually asked Patrick Moraz to leave their band, and Moraz, having some connections with the Moody's, went on board with the Moody Blues for a little while. Yeah, these artists move around. It's all kind of an incestual industry out there in the music industry. I am Brad to the Bone, and I'm babbling. Let's get into Side B of the Moody Blues' Long Distance Voyager right now.
Conversation, you can hear the feeling change, like a river running down, down to the sea. And if you need an explanation, I defy you to explain, but something's not the same, and it's bothering me. I think I see
to deceive. Right through my fingers, and I watched it drift away. But still I had to say what was written for me. I thought I'd end up as the hero, thought the glory would be mine. Very soon I was to find it wasn't to be. In this part I've got to play, it doesn't quite turn out that way. Rewilding far away as the night draws in, he's holding her right now. I can feel it, running down, down to the sea.
Please explain to me why I can't sleep. I close my eyes to shelter. In the dark I try to hide. If you leave me on my own, I'm worried I could lose my way. In my mind, confusion. I see you everywhere, but we don't speak. I try so hard to touch you, but you're always out of reach. If you walk right by, would I see it in your eye? Would you turn away?
Moving on and on and on. Ring it. can sing, I can dance, just give me a chance to do my turn for you. There's a chance I'll slip, but with stiff upper lip, I'll sing my song for you. Laughter is free, but it's so hard to be a jester all the time. No one's believing I'm the same when I'm bleeding, and I hurt all the time deep inside. I've shed a tear for the lying, while every day trying to paint this smile for you. Backflips, cartwheeling, somersault feelings, what is there left to do? Laughter is free, but it's so hard for me, a jester all the time. No one's believing I'm the same when I'm bleeding, and I hurt all the time deep inside. Enjoy the show. Pick me up, wind me up, put me down. You'll see me gone. And this painted smile may miss for a while. Thank you. Chance to do my turn for you. With backflips, cartwheelings, somersault feelings, what's there left to do? Laughter is free, but it's so hard to be a jester all the time. No one's believing I'm the same when I'm bleeding, and I hurt all the time deep inside. Laughter is free, but it's so hard to be a jester all the time. No one's believing I'm the same when I'm bleeding, and I'm hurt all the time deep inside.
Hides you still while you search yourself within. Yesterday and tomorrow's found, fused as one upon solid ground, as all around the milling crowd confuse themselves with rating sounds and their love's forgetfulness abounds. So be thankful for your grease paint clown, if loneliness wears the crown of the veteran cosmic rocker.
Lights go down, the stage is set. A man in the wings breaks out in sweat. A backstage joker's fight is cold, while the dressing room was full of smoke. A crowd of fools got him high. He's afraid he's gonna die. He's the actor.
Wow, he's afraid he's gonna die. Oh, some of the lyrics on that. The parts of this side B is kind of turned into a somewhat of a concept album, it would appear, and I believe actually that was kind of the intent of some of the works of art on Long Distance Voyager. You know, they're going the distance. You've got songs like 22,000 Days with some interesting alluding to age. That's right. Some cool vocal chanting on there. 22,000 days is approximately 60 years. So, what happens when you turn 60 and you're still out there being a rock and roller, especially when you move into a song called The Veteran Cosmic Rocker? So, pretty cool. That's an interesting side B, starting out with Meanwhile, then moving into 22,000 Days, as I state. Meanwhile it's just so moody blues. It's so typical. They haven't changed. They sound the same like they did, you know, 40 years ago. Unbelievable. So typical moody sound. Meanwhile, then 22,000 Days, as I was saying, that's 22,000 Days is approximately 60 years. So there's some age connotation in that song, no doubt. Some good vocal chanting there also by the vocalists in the Moody Blues. Then moving into Nervous, a very acoustic piece, flute and acoustic piece by with his lead singer John Lodge actually singing that one. And again talking about being headed the wrong direction perhaps, with lyrics like, "On this road a long time has there been a sign another way, and I've passed it by." Some questions there of which direction we're headed. Very interesting. Then moving into Painted Smile, which moves into Reflective Smile. Again, more chanting after that. Painted Smile, starting at Ray Thomas, the lead vocalist there. It's a clown song. It's all about clowns and the eeriness of the carnival keyboards in the background there on this Halloween day. That might be appropriate. Then moving into the vocal solo of Reflective Smile to the background carnival music. Very interesting. Very interesting. So, and that's the conceptual portions of this LP as it moves into the Veteran Cosmic Rocker. So, some fun stuff there. And still creative in their age, in their 60s, I assume, as 22,000 Days indicates. And that's about it. That's all I've got to say. Nothing more. Moody Blues. One of my favorite bands, and that is why I have so many LPs of theirs. I've got more Moody Blues, but this was Long Distance Voyager, some of their later work. I do have some of their early work, some really cool stuff, Threshold of the Dream, and, of course, Nights in White Satin. I've got that and some cool stuff. So I am Brad of the Bone. Appreciate you listening today to Brad's Vinyl. I'm out of here.